And welcome back. Now we turn to another Libertarian candidate. Dave Browning is an attorney and is running for Missouri Attorney General. His opponents are incumbent Democrat Chris Koster and Republican Ed Martin. He joins us from Western Missouri. Dave, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
What caused you, Dave, to get into this thing?
I ran before they asked me. And if you look at the situation, we have Chris Koster, who has done a decent job, but is an unrepentant liberal. And we've got Ed Martin, who doesn't know what he's doing. And I think that the voters of Missouri need a chance to vote for someone who is conservative, but not insane.
Well, how conservative are you? There are so many ways to measure that. You are a libertarian representative. Give us a little insight into your thinking on some of the major issues of the day.
Which one do you want?
Well, let's start with the economy. That seems to be the one that everybody seems to think is the most important. You know, the Attorney General doesn't have much of an impact on that, but how do you approach it? What do you think needs to be done?
Today, you need to have a system like the Founding Fathers designed. They've gone through all kinds of troubles before they wrote the Constitution. And you need to have a system of independent business, strictly limited government, and a design so that the working class people can build up assets. It was Sam Adams that said that you needed that ability of people to have assets, because if they couldn't make money and have assets, they couldn't participate in the political process. You needed the ability to save. When we have a government that's pumping money out the door and reducing the value of the dollar in the real world, you can't save. The money you had in the bank when Obama started is now reduced by nearly 50% in value. And you can look at the amount of gold to the dollar. When Obama took over, it was something like $800 an ounce. Now it's $1,600 an ounce. So that your savings don't buy as much as they did 4 years ago. You have to have strictly limited government, not government designed to have businesses. I was listening to the debate last night, and he was complaining about, he being Obama, about businesses moving to China, and yet General Motors is now one of the big players in China. And that's since he saved it.
Well, that gives us some sense of your thinking on the major and the national issue. Let's get back to the Attorney General's job. When you talk about limited government, as libertarians do, how does that come into play in the Attorney General's office?
Limited government? Well, it's an attitude. Chris Koster has an attitude. He's got an article. You can see it on his website called Attacks Whose Time Has Come. And there's an attitude of expanding government at the expense of a specific group of individuals. If you have that kind of an attitude, you pick a group and you decide that they don't get the same civil rights as everyone else. They don't get treated in a fair manner. I've got a friend who's a gay lawyer, and he would swear to you that they are not treated in the same manner as the heterosexuals. Now, I haven't had that experience, but I'm quoting him on that, all right? And if you have an attitude that the government picks and chooses winners, then law is no longer law. Law is merely an excuse to use political power against those who are unpopular at the time. And people always forget that that's one of the things you see Ed Martin wanting to do all the time. He wants to use the government in ways that expand his personal views of the world, but he forgets that when the coin turns and other people become in power, then they get the same right to try and force their attitudes on others. So you want a system that doesn't do that.
Well, how specifically, as Attorney General, would you change the way the office is run and managed? Or would you?
No, not really. Being quite honest, Koster has done a fairly good job. But he brings to that the attitude that he will support certain causes against others. That's not the job of the Attorney General. The job of the Attorney General is to follow the law and keep things within the Constitution.
That's what you mean when you say that the most important issue in your campaign, you've alluded to this, is the proper use of power to renew our constitutional republic?
Yeah.
Okay. Why is it, Dave, that libertarians are seemingly unable to break through in this state?
Well, I'm the proud owner of three orders from the FTC, Federal Election Commission, that says that it's legal to discriminate against libertarians because they're not important enough. John, I believe, is having a problem with a debate in St. Louis where they're excluding him. I had ran for Congress for the party a couple of years ago in the 6th District, and I was excluded from every debate. That's legal. Well, if people can't hear your ideas, then they don't know whether or not they like them. What they hear is, like you saw in the debates last night, a characterization by both sides of what libertarians believe, not what libertarians believe. It's very hard to break through if nobody can get to hear your voice. It's very hard to break through if you have to have $20 million to be able to speak. It's like playing in a poker game. You can't do the table stakes.
What about your fundraising? What kind of money have you been able to raise as a libertarian?
I haven't tried to raise funds this time.
Well, that kind of sets you apart and puts you out of the race altogether, doesn't it?
As much as I've run in races and tried to raise a lot of funds and was excluded, this is the most I get. It's like this radio program. I'm not going to get into a debate. I know that. All right? Because it says libertarian.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought you were finished.
No, I probably was. Yeah.
I think, you know, a lot of people might be asking the question, so what's the point of even running? You have no money. It's widely conceded, I think, that you have no chance of winning. So what's the point?
To give people that are thoughtful an opportunity to vote for something that they don't have to be ashamed of. You have, if you haven't gotten to the point now where you're sick of liberal policies, and lots of people are, that shouldn't come with an opportunity to vote against those things, shouldn't come with a price on social issues that you can't stand. We give people the ability to vote for fiscal conservatism and social, essentially, they say we're liberal, and we just think people should have a right to live their own lives.
Do you think, not being a politician, and I guess you would concede that you're not, even though you've run for office before, do you think not being a professional politician is a help or a hindrance to, you know, a race like this? Hello?
I think it's, I was thinking of what I should say.
That's always a good idea.
I think it's actually a help. Okay? I think that people are very tired of having professional politicians essentially tell stories and try to see how dumb you are. They don't put out the true facts. They don't even try to. And so a lot of people are very tired and don't vote. You know, if we're real lucky in this election with all the issues and everything that's at stake, maybe 51-52% of the population will vote. It's not that they're not voting. It's that 48% of the population votes no. Nobody counts it.
We have just a very short time left, Dave Browning, and I want to give you a chance to tell us what you think the most important thing Missouri voters and voters in this part of the state need to know about you in order to vote for you on November 6th.
I have more time and grade as a lawyer. I've been practicing for 37 years. I almost got it right a couple of times. I've got more time and grade in prosecuting cases than either Chris or Ed Martin. And I have more experience in civil litigation, not criminal, but civil litigation and complex civil litigation than either one of them.
Well, Dave Browning, I want to wish you luck on November 6th. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll be watching your candidacy with great interest.
Well, thank you very much. And I don't need luck. I need your vote.
All right. Dave Browning, Libertarian candidate for Missouri Attorney General. By the way, candidate Ed Martin, the Republican, will be a guest on this program on Wednesday, the 24th, next week. The campaign for current Attorney General, Chris Koster, hasn't responded to repeated requests for an interview on this program. We hope that he will at some point before November 6th, and he could be a part of the program as well. Coming up, how do our newest citizens view the election season, and why is it that many of them don't vote? This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU.